Catherine Stewart doesn't own a car. She's never even had a driver's license. She's an editor at a publishing company and commutes mostly by bus and by bicycle. And while you might think you know plenty of people like Stewart, especially in big cities such as New York or Chicago, consider this. Stewart lives in Phoenix, the land of freeways and strip malls and summers that top 115 degrees.
Yeah, honestly, it's really difficult in Phoenix. It's challenging, but it's not impossible if you're committed to it. It just takes a lot of advance planning.
Stewart's work is just a few miles away, but it takes her half an hour to get there. She says one of the hardest parts of being car-free in Arizona are those broiling summer days. But she has a secret weapon, a heat-shielding umbrella that she daintily refers to as her parasol.
My parasol is great. I don't care how I look. It's amazing.
But major cities in the U.S. aren't necessarily built for people who like to walk to work. And this is especially true in the West. Carol Johnson is a planner for the city of Phoenix. She says this is due, in part, to a theory that was popular in the 1960s, when everything was planned for the car.
You know, this is my personal opinion. Maybe there were some efficiencies of scale in terms of infrastructure. If you only had to put one road in, even though it was, you know, six lanes wide, that was more efficient.
But a lot of cities now are trying to get people out of their cars. They want to cut pollution and ease traffic problems. The mayor of New York, for example, proposed a fee on cars to get more people to take public transit. And San Francisco hosts car-free days, where they promote walking, running, and bicycling. Okay, so all this may sound well and good, but what does being car-free mean for Catherine Stewart's social life? And how does she meet people and have any fun in a city built for cars? It turns out she manages. She and her boyfriend, Roger Williams, see each other on weekends. They like to take bike rides.
We going right or left, Roger?
Take a left. After these cars.
They live about 30 miles apart. Not a long car trip, but by bike, the ride can take 2.5 hours. Williams owns a car, but he figured out pretty early on in their relationship that a willingness to be car-free was a good way to impress her.
The first real date that we did, I surprised her, and she was, you know, asking me questions. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And I'm like, it's a surprise, but we're going to be able to walk the whole date.
So you were like the car-free Casanova.
I saw the opportunity and I seized the opportunity.
Stewart and Williams also encourage each other to be healthy and have less of an impact on their environment by the food they eat. But being car-free, that's the main sacrifice.
I really feel like I'm making a big dent because, you know, there's a lot that people say you can do, make small changes, do this, do that. But when you don't have a car, it's automatically like a big change.
Stewart says she realizes it's a big change that most people would have a hard time with. But it's a choice she's dedicated to in order to do something about global warming. For the Environment Report, I'm Renee Gattell.